North Canterbury's number one radio station, Compass FM. Well, we have the very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio now this afternoon. We've got a couple of guests, Anne Sugden from the Tekorian Speakers and Martin Witt from the Forensic Debating Club. Now, we'll start with Anne. Welcome to both of you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time to come and spend a little time with us here. Anne, first, what is the Tekorian Speaker?
Well, the Tekorian Speaker is speakers who want to learn to gain confidence by communicating by using gestures and their voice, and it's also very, very stimulating. They have the imagination go into overdrive, is the best way to say it.
So quite theatrical, would you say?
Oh yeah, it can be.
So got a lot of gesticulating and oratory at the same time.
Everyone throwing their arms around.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So Anne, what can people expect when they come along to your Tekorian meetings?
We have prepared speaking, which is usually right in about 10 minutes roughly. But it's not everyone actually does the actual same speech. Everyone does a speech every now and then. And then we go on into the prompt sessions, and we have a sort of subject, and just people just run with that subject.
So is the subject chosen for them, or they can choose their own subject?
No, it's chosen for them.
Okay.
And they just sort of interpret how they want to do it.
Well, therein lies the challenge, I guess, you're given a topic and you go from there. Now, what cost is involved in joining the Tekorians, Anne?
It's $35 for adults, mm-hmm. $20 for junior, and we have a $60 cap per family.
Okay, all right. So the whole family can come along. Now, when is your next get-together? When's your next meeting?
Next one is in September, and it's the second week of September on Monday.
And you meet, is it every first Monday?
Second Monday and the fourth Monday.
Second and fourth Monday of every month?
Of every month, yeah.
And where do you get together?
We get together at HCAT in Amberley, 240 Carters Road.
Fabulous.
And it's Amberley.
And everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome, yeah.
Awesome.
And we also have three meetings. If you don't carry on with it, that's fine. Then you contact me and then we carry on.
And so what's the best way of getting a hold of you at the...
All right, it's my address. It's nlsugden@gmail.com or my telephone number 021-201-4662.
Fabulous. Now, Anne, I understand the Tekorian Speakers have got a debate coming up with the Forensic Debating Club, and this is where Martin comes in. Again, Martin, welcome. Now, you can tell us, what is the Forensic Debating Club? I'm fascinated.
Well, the Forensic Debating Club goes back to 1890, Bruce. It was founded in Christchurch by a group of lawyers wanting to support young lawyers to have more practice in public speaking. And we have debated continually since 1890, every winter since then. And essentially what we do is we pick a topic, I'm the secretary, a topic is picked, and a speaker will speak to that topic on the affirmative, and then another member of the club will issue a rebuttal. So each week when we meet, or each fortnight when we meet, we look at a topic and members will come in, and the objective is basically to learn a little bit about something that you don't know, but essentially, again, like Anne, it is to gain confidence in speaking. So we're always delighted to have younger members join us.
That's fantastic. It sounds like obviously the format is hasn't changed in all that time.
Well, essentially traditional debating is that you have one panel of maybe two or three speakers on the affirmative and ditto on the negative. Now, as our numbers have gone, there's about a dozen of us that are in the club, we've shrunk that down a little bit, and now basically we've filled one speaker on each side, and it's a far more informal affair. So we still stick to the main principles of debating,
yes,
and we can have a lot of fun. I'd say we probably morphed into something like a cross between a debating club and a book club.
Well, David, this sounds fascinating, though, and you obviously meet regularly. How often do you get together?
We meet meet every fortnight between April and September, and the easiest way of joining is to contact me, because at the moment we've been meeting at a member's house in Christchurch,
right,
but we hope to find a permanent place for next year.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure that, well, with the lack, of course, the loss of buildings in the central city.
Well, that's what happened, but we've shuttled around. But the most important thing is that we've debated since 1890, and all the debates are still recorded, and so in effect we belong to a club that has debated things since the Boer War.
Wow.
And beyond. So every topic under the sun has been spoken about.
Does anybody take recordings of these meetings?
Well, the membership is recorded, well, we used to.
Yep.
And I still hold the ledgers of all the debates going back. Now, I happen to think that is an area that we should explore, but the club itself was designed to be in camera initially, because when you debate, you may not actually believe what you're saying, because the skill is to argue. Consequently, it would be inappropriate to then say, well, so-and-so said this in the club. So the principle is that what's said in the club stays in the club, not because there's any secrets,
no,
but because if you're asked to debate something that you don't believe in, the skill is in advocating for the case, which is not necessarily what you believe, and that is the skill and art of the Forensic Club's debating.
Fabulous. Well, that sounds awesome. Now, the two of you have a debate coming up between the two clubs.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. When's that happening?
That is happening on the 7th of September at 7:30 at Church Street, which is the Cancer Society location.
Uh-huh.
And it's free as well. It's also free.
Okay, yep. So people can come along, listen to the two of you. Yeah.
It's an opportunity for us to actually promote both clubs.
Yes.
And the moot is a very topical one. It is that a plastic tax is good for our environment. And the affirmative will be led by three members of the Tacorians Club, and the Forensic Club will take three members, will argue the negative.
Ah, well, it certainly sounds like a debate that's going to be quite interesting, to say the least.
And the audience will decide on the result.
Okay.
On a show of hands.
And would the audience, would they expect during the night, how long would the debate go on for normally?
The debate will go on for about an hour. I'm going to chair it.
Yep.
And once the top table have given their cases, I will call for speakers from the floor, and essentially the skill will be both the lead negative and the lead affirmative drawing from what they've heard from the floor and closing the debate like a lawyer closing a
submission, if you like.
Correct.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it sounds fascinating, and thank you both so much again. The date and time of that debate taking place,
and it's also in North Camu, which I left at the front desk.
Lovely, thank you. So again, the date and time of the debate, and
The 7th of September. Next Thursday,
yep.
7:30.
And that's Cancer Society.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Cancer Society's North Canterbury Centre, which is in Church Street.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Well, thank you both so very much for coming in and talking to us about this wonderful thing to be involved with. I mean, speaking is such a lost art these days.
Cheers.
Anne Sugden from Tacorian Speakers and Martin Witt from the Forensic Debating Club. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Compass FM.